Are we live?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
This meeting is in session. This is the Winchester Town Advisory Board, July 31st, 2018. Please silence your cell phones and pagers if you're living in the Stone Age and you have one of those still. Would like to ask Roxanna to lead us in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take a quick moment to introduce the board, starting on my left.
My name is Robert Mikes.
I'm John Delvos.
I'm Roxanna Leather.
I am Ken Dayton, and our staff.
Tamara Williams with Commissioner June Filiani's office.
Bill Blunt with Clark County Planning Department.
Great, thank you. It's a public meeting. We have a period now for comments from the general public about tonight's agenda. Anyone care to? No? Okay. Moving along, I move to approve the minutes from our July 10th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And I also move to approve tonight's agenda, July 31st. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And I think, Tamara, do you have an announcement for us?
I do not. Just that Judy had texted me before she got here, before I got here, so she is an excused absence.
Okay.
But other than that, nothing upcoming. Other than they're pretty much done with the addition here at Winchester. All they're doing is they're just waiting on furniture, and then they're going to be all set up in there, and they're going to have a grand opening so when they do, I'll send you guys all invitations if you can make it, and that'd be great.
Great.
What is the addition specifically for? I mean, does it have like certain rooms for certain things? Or?
Yeah, there's a music room. There's a multi-purpose room. You probably have you been back there, Roxanna?
I have not been there. Back there just yet.
There's
room.
Definitely a music room and an art room are the most important ones. And then there's going to be a space for in a theater where like a green room where people can, you know, the performers can get ready for their performance.
Well, that's nice because they have the theater, but I guess that backstage area isn't really very big. Yeah, that's what I
heard. Yeah, so when they have their grand opening, they'll give everybody a tour.
Cool.
And you can see that there's new offices back there too for the staff. So
yeah,
not one for me, unfortunately.
Great. So right here, this informational item, so we have nothing. Any announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings, county or community meetings, and events?
No, there's one at Parkdale that's in Sunrise Manor. If you want to know about that one, they're showing it's free swim and movie in the park, and they're going to show Jumanji and barbecue by Metro Southeast Area Command. It's just outside of Winchester at Parkdale, 3200 Ferndale, and it's this Friday at 6:00.
Great. Let's move along. Planning and zoning, item number one to be heard before the Planning Commission on August 21st, UC-18-0466, Sahara Town Square, LLC, use permit application for a proposed daycare adult facility within an existing shopping center on a portion of 9.3 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the MUD 2 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Maryland Parkway and the north side of Karen Avenue within Winchester for possible action. Is the applicant present?
Yep.
Great.
It's going to be located at the southeast corner, northeast, yeah. complex in the corner of Sahara and Meridian Parkway, and the tenant improvement is located in this area facing Karen Boulevard.
Did that used to be a fitness club or a health club?
I believe so. That's what I was told. When I was there, it was empty, and they told me that there was. But I went to the place and decided.
Was it Xavier Fitness way back when?
Yeah. But it was completely empty.
Yeah, I just now I know where it is. Thank you.
And the tenant improvement is pretty simple. An adult daycare center usually needs open spaces, activity rooms. That's why we are removing some non-lumbering partition wall in this area to have a bigger space in this area. And also, by the health department requirements for an adult daycare center, it requires one toilet for every 10 clients. And my client wants to have over 100 clients. So because of that, we are doing some redesigns on the existing restrooms to have 11 toilets. By the code, it allows us to use some urinals as a toilet. So we have 9 toilets and 2 urinals, which makes 11 and 110 clients for this. This is the proposed plan. As you can see, there's an open dining room in this area, some activity rooms, lawyers' rooms. And as you can see, we have redesigned the existing restroom, and make sure that everything is compliant with ADA. That's really important because some areas, some doors, especially the existing restroom was not compliant. I make sure that I actually have compliance with the ADA requirements.
What is that room circular in the center of the top there?
This one?
No, next over to your right from there. The next
room.
Yeah, that room right there. What is that one?
This a hatch?
Employee. No, what is the room, sir? What is it?
It's an employer's room.
Break room.
Yeah,
break room. Okay, I couldn't get that.
So, and it's through here. This one existing elevation. We're not doing nothing with the exterior. You know? And this is what it looks like from the looking from Cannon Boulevard.
Will that grocery store still be there on the corner, or are you taking that too?
This store? No.
There's a little store on the
yes,
corner.
Yes, it's going to be there.
Going to be there, okay.
Yes. It's actually, this store is right here.
Got it. Thank
and
you.
This is the corner where you can see this store. Basically, that's what we're doing architectural, and I got a one of the owners of the tenant improvement, if you have any question regarding how the daycare center is going to function.
Okay, great, thank you. Bob, you want to start it off?
I might have missed it, but did you say you're going to have more employees than we were told?
That's
my first impression when I read it was three full-time employees and 4 part-time staffers. Or up to 110 people?
That is a question for her.
Is that adequate?
No, my name is Maria, one of the owners. Well, the maximum, when we say the maximum that we will apply is 110. According to the Medicaid, the health department, they did not specifically say how many employment there is. When we say maximum 110, it doesn't mean that we're gonna fill the 110 that includes actually the people like us, the employees that will be there as well.
Even at that, there's only 7 if everyone's there. Right?
Yeah.
So that's still 103.
Yeah.
And 4 part-time.
I'm gonna take a look at it. I believe, I know there was no specific, the number of staff there is. I'm going to go back to what the Medicaid is really requiring us to have. Unfortunately, the marriage was not here today. She just called me that she couldn't be, and she's the main person that is doing this. And I'm gonna look into it, and then I will give you exactly how many employees that's required per Medicaid.
And we haven't applied yet to a health department. This has to go, this plan has to go to health department for approval. But before they can apply for health department, we need to have the zoning approval. That's why we're here.
Right.
Once we got the zoning approval, we're gonna send the plan, justification letter, and then we are gonna receive comments. And then we're gonna make sure that we are complying with the health department requirements.
I see that it says you won't have any physicians on staff. Will there be any nurses or medical professionals?
Yeah, we have a registered nurse or a nursing licensed practical nurse that will be on staff.
Okay.
Doesn't say.
I have no other questions.
John, do you have any questions?
Well, actually, you guys kind of asked the two most obvious ones I have. I have to say one thing. I know what it was like to care for my mother during her last years, and I know that I would have loved to have a facility where I could have taken her in the morning and had her cared for during the day, because I hired a Filipina private nurse for her in our home, and then when she got too much for her to manage, because sometimes you need an extra person to help with the bathtub and then I had to put her in a facility for sometimes months on end at $7,000 a month. So I really appreciate what you're doing for the community, but I think that some of the concerns that were voiced here are my concerns too. Number one, it doesn't seem like for even 100 people, let's just say even it out, that's one full-time employee for every 33 people. I gotta tell you, my mother was a full-time person for me, or for the nurse that was hired to take care of her. So I'm just saying, you know, I know what you might be required, but if you wanna keep the employees, you're gonna have to have enough people so that they don't leave, because when the people start throwing food and doing stupid stuff because they don't know what they're doing and they're not doing it on purpose, you're gonna need more than a couple of people to control that whole group. I mean, older folks can get real crotchety. I know, because,
right.
You know, my mother was one. And she was a sweet person and she could even do it. So, number one. And number two, I also am concerned with what kind of staffing you're gonna have for medical purposes, because older people, you never know when they need something, and you can't wait for Sunrise Hospital ambulance or a doctor from somewhere to come in. So I don't know if it's possible to put a return condition after the health department reviews this for them to come back here just so we can see what they're gonna end up doing.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful, the whole idea is a great thing, and I'm not in any way trying to disparage or hold it up in that way. But I'm concerned with the very things that you're concerned with and you're concerned with. I would like to know just what's gonna end up happening.
Yeah.
Because if it's in our district, you know, we don't wanna be the people that people come back to and say, well, they approved it and there was no care for those people, or,
yeah,
you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. That just would bother me.
If may I add?
Yes, ma'am.
There's in the Manila Adult Daycare, the main owners, there's two of us. We are, one is a registered nurse. Me, myself, I'm actually a nurse practitioner. The other one is also a nurse practitioner. So, we will be, like myself, aside from, we can hire a nursing assistant, licensed practical nurse as well. On top of that, it's either the three of us will be there, and like my husband also is a nurse practitioner as well. So the whole family, we're like all in the medical field. We do care. We've been going to adult daycare facilities. I do understand the concern, which is I'm going to look into it. I'm going to address as far as the employee, the ratio, because, you know, I missed that part, like how many really is required. And for being in the community for a long time, going to home health facilities, to adult daycare facilities, catering to patients as well there, I have seen how they do their programs. With adult daycare, most of the patients that are, or clients that are there, they're not the clients that are not able to walk. Most of them are alone in the house. Let's say they have family, however the children work. And then they have their own family to cater off. Most of the time they're there because no one's going to be there for them. Let's say, for example, if he does not have he has a blood pressure problem and no one's able to give a medication for that. With the adult daycare, there's the nurse that will be there. That's why there we have several rooms. In that way, we will have one nurse that will, you know, see the patient. We have to make sure that they have the medications list, what they need if there is a need for it, to check the blood pressure over there, to check the blood sugar over there. We cater that too. As far as, let's say, clients that are, say, maybe confused or having dementia, things like that, our facility is not the one that is gonna have a dementia patient that can wander, because that's not allowed in that particular setting.
No, it's too close to
patients. It has to be in a closed space where there is like one-on-one supervision to be able to cater to that. Most of the clients that are gonna be in the facility are those people that are, they are alone in the home and they cannot do, they cannot cook. So we provide them lunch, maybe coffee. Somebody will pick them up from their house to stay so that they will be safe.
So you're providing?
We will provide
transport
to pick them up and then bring them back home to their house.
Do the plans call for a full bathroom, a shower and a tub?
It's not required to offer a full bathroom and tub. The other thing is because, you know, we are...
Well, you're seeing the health department soon, so
yeah,
it could be required.
That's right.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I'm going to ask for that.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a very good
yeah.
point, because sometimes they soil themselves, and then if you can't clean them,
yeah.
the last thing you want to do is let them sit and then have it turn into a rash, and then
yeah.
you've got a whole new problem then.
John, thanks for painting the picture. I thought I implied it.
Yeah.
Well, I always like to make it real clear, you know. Graphic is important.
Yeah, we have one area there that actually was a sauna, because it was a gym before.
And actually, in the facility, there's an existing steam room. Actually, we have it here like a new floor seam. This easily can be converted in a shower.
Okay.
And then this we got servicing. We just want
cool.
servicing.
So yeah, so there's
yeah, so
capabilities.
There's like a shower here.
Roxana.
What kind of activities are you going to provide?
Well, there's a couple of activities. Some people like enjoy bingo. So there's like a time for, okay,
socialization.
Games. Yeah, games. There will be dancing maybe. And we will also have like maybe if the patient client needs like rehabilitation. We do have several rooms that we could set up. Of course, it's not coming from the facility. There is like, let's say for example, there doctor will recommend, okay, outpatient rehabilitation or home health. Sometimes, because of this, clients cannot go to their, cannot be alone in their home, some of these home health agencies, the therapists will go to the facilities like that can, would be able to provide therapy there.
Yeah.
But it will be like, you know, a different, but we're allowing them to like, to be there, to be able to.
Okay.
To preserve their functionality.
So, in here, so this is for people that can't perform two or more activities of daily living, including bathing, dressing, grooming, mobility. out of those things, what is it that you're going to provide? Because you don't have showers, so if for work bathtub, so you're not going to bathe them.
No.
And you're not brushing, you're not supposed to bathe them.
Yeah.
You're not going to groom them, meaning cutting their hair or shaving them. Yeah. Will you be doing such things?
Yeah, some of the, like, again, because we have several rooms, some we can put, like, one room, let's say, maybe the hair, there's a hairdresser that would come, and we'll do that, provide that service there. So they can, we will have that room set up for that. Sometimes, let's say, if there's a doctor that would come, because a lot of clients have some needing medical care too, and they have their own doctor, and there's a lot of visiting doctors in town that can provide the service. So we actually have a room that is set up as well. We can set up that when the doctor comes and visits for the particular client, we make sure that they have all the equipment that they need when they are there as well.
And then I have another question in regards to exits and emergency exits, parking. Like, what? Let's say that you guys have an emergency. You're dealing with old people. What if they have a heart attack? What's your plan of exit? Where would you have ambulances be able to pick people up? Or, you know, all of that. I'm sorry, I'm asking so many questions. I have heard a lot of horror stories about a lot of adult facilities where they abuse a lot of adult pipeline. You know, and if I were to ever place any of my parents into a home, I'd want to make sure that everything is secure.
Actually, one of the requirements of the planning department is make sure that we have enough parking spaces. So that's why we provide a parking analysis.
Yeah, right. The parking numbers are in the plan.
Yes, we are okay with this number of parking spaces.
There's not a lot of people parking on that side of the building.
Correct.
Ever that I've seen, at least.
I know, right? That's like in the same Smith shopping center.
There's no code requirement for the adult daycare center that we have a parking space for an ambulance.
Yeah.
But we have plenty of access everywhere.
And exits as well, emergency exits.
Yes. And also regarding next week. I didn't bring that sheet because I don't think that it was required. But we had an exiting plan also.
Yeah, I mean, you're just deciding on the land use. So do you have to get a state license too, like you do with a child care?
So
a lot of that stuff's going to be, they're going to make them jump through all kinds of hoops to deal with those, details of safety and all that.
Yeah, like the proposed number of clients that we have actually is just a proposal. I have heard a couple of adult daycare, so let's say once the medical behavioral department would review everything and say, oh, you know what, no, we only approve like 80. We only approve these.
Right.
So it's not, we're hoping, but
that's what they say, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still up to them.
Do you guys have any other questions? No, John, do you want to make a motion and suggest some conditions?
Caveats?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Thank you very much. I would like to make a motion for approval conditional on the fact that you come back to us after you've been through the health department and share with us exactly what's required so that we know that we feel comfortable that, you know, we've turned you loose on the community, if you will, in our township. What a number of exits, the number of people we approve you to have, and exactly what type of arrangements they're requiring you to provide for those people. For example, if they require so many staff ratio and whatever credentialed people they require, that you're going to have to comply with that. And that's really, I think, all we're concerned about, just because we all know that we could have somebody in our family, or even, heaven forbid, ourselves, in a facility like that, and we'd like to make sure that the community is protected and we feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I think Roxana has something she'd like to share.
So I'm going to take my...
this is public comment, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show and tell. Hello, I'm the member at large for the New Friends of Winchester, and...
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, he's not even that. I know. My name is Roxana Valdez, and my address, or...
Sure.
Yes.
No, we all want to know where you're
from. So the New Friends of Winchester is a community organization here at Winchester, and we actually help with the garden that you see in front of you, all this going all the way to the east side of the building. And a couple of our trees have fallen. I don't know if you see, there's a big root ball right over here that fell, and a recent one with this big storm fell over as well. And with all the construction, all of our irrigation system has been destroyed. So we're hosting this Saturday, and then forever and ever on, but we're hosting a fundraiser that is called the Garden Tea, Sunrise Garden Tea Fundraiser, which is now our second time hosting it this year in order to continue with the legacy that the old Friends of Winchester left behind for us, to raise money to plant new trees and to take out all the trees that have been blown down with the wind. We have a bid on blankets, which have many different interesting things on them, and you can go and look at them online and place bids. We're hoping to raise money to keep up with the garden and everything. So the bidding, we'll be here from 7 a.m. to 9, and then we'll be live online. And you can actually visit our website, which is, and you can register to bid on owl.com, but we're also on wixsite.com, NFWCC, the New Friends of Winchester. So if you guys want to come out and help.
What's the website?
It is wixsite.com/NFWCC.
Okay.
So that's our website, and you'll be able to go on and see all of our blankets that we put. We have one actually for one of our old members, Monty. I don't know, he passed away. He was the president of the old Friends of Winchester and the vice president of the New Friends of Winchester. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to keep up our garden going, and not only do the New Friends of Winchester keep up with the garden outside, but we also support and sponsor all of the programs here at the center, such as the Headliners Theater Program, the Starcatchers, and Cincy Opera, and all the programs that come in.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're going to be here on Saturday from when?
From 7 a.m. to 9.
Is that like before the tea party launch?
Yes, because we're having it early in the morning, because it's really hot.
Yes.
So last year we had it around 9 to 11, and by 10 we're melting out here. So we're going to have it a little earlier, but you'll be able to follow us online and, you know, see the bills and everything.
Awesome.
So it's really nice.
Well, I sent you and Sharonda that grant application. I mean, you'd have to get it in tomorrow for us to be able to shop by Saturday to get stuff. They applied, or they haven't yet, but there's a Clark County. Tell her to fill it out. Ask ASAP.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely tell her. And I know.
Because
we
have to turn around and get it approved, and then I would go shopping with one of you, and I have an event on Friday evening, so yeah. She could turn that in like tomorrow.
Tonight, yeah, because we are desperately in need of somebody. After that tree fell down back there, it's just blocking the entire path. But if you guys take a minute.
What about volunteers? Men with chainsaws or women?
Yeah, we actually had a garden cleanup not too long ago. During the summer, it's really hard to get people out because of the heat.
Yeah.
But we were able to get the Boy Scouts to come
out. There you
go. And some of them, their parents have chainsaws.
Cool.
But yeah, it's just to move this big root ball,
yeah,
you need somebody very professional.
A pro, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because it's extreme heavy wood. Like,
can you pretend it's a sculpture?
We try, but we cannot even, because the stuff that you have to do, a regular chainsaw will break through that tree. Oh. It'll rip the chainsaw.
Great. Well, thank you, Roxanne. And I don't see anyone else from the general public, so our next meeting date is August 14th. Tonight's meeting is adjourned.
Oh, here's the blank.
Have you guys seen our garden outside?
No.
But just when I walk by it.